KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, it's another high school football Friday here in the area, and the Cam Cougars and the Audubon Wheelers will meet on the gridiron tonight with a trip to the Unidome on the line. We'll have coverage of this exciting quarterfinal round matchup on KJAN tonight. Our pregame starting at 6 o'clock. Kickoff at 7. It's been just 2 weeks since those two teams met for the final game of the regular season. That was a game that saw the Wheelers come out on top, 19-16. Audubon head football coach Sean Burks and Cam head coach Joe Woolham had similar sentiments, with both teams knowing what to expect from the other. They say it just comes down to which team can execute. The Wheelers notched a 48-20 win in the first round of the playoffs over Harris Lake Park. Caden Smith had a huge game in that one with 3 rushing touchdowns, 1 receiving, and 1 passing score. The Wheelers have a lot of guys they can turn to come up big, and Coach Burke said it's a pleasure to coach this group.
I'm really fortunate to coach this group of guys. They're really athletic. They're really intelligent. They're really motivated. Most coaches would kill to have a chance to have Skylar Schultes or Gavin Smith at quarterback. And fortunately for me, I get them both. You know, most teams would kill to have Caden Smith or Ethan Klucky being able to play the running back spot, and I've got them both. You know, and it just, with the depth of our skill guys is impressive. You know, which allows guys to get a blow here and there, which allows us to kind of lighten the load on different guys at different times. It also allows us to kind of ride the hot hand.
Coach Woolham said it's difficult to defend the Wheelers because they can throw so many things at you.
They got athletes all over the field. They stretch you horizontally all the way across the field that you have to defend. And then they can pass it and throw it with ease. So a tough matchup for us. You know, first time, obviously, we felt we left some plays out there. You know, 4 trips in the red zone. I don't think we came away with any points. And then a couple things on defense too, a couple missed assignments. So we felt we left a lot out there, and hopefully we've made those adjustments, and hopefully that'll benefit us here in the rematch.
Cam's first round playoff game was a 62-24 rout at Lamoni. The ground game got churning in that one for the Cougars, and the defense was able to slow down the Demon star quarterback Patrick Savage. Now, the Cougars have been able to run the ball well and stop the run well on the other side with an experienced line. And Coach Burke said it's hard to pick your spots against that Cougar front line.
Cam is probably the deepest defensive line we've seen, as far as, you know, they've got size, they've got strength, they've got depth. It's tough because they got a lot of guys. There's not like you can run left because you don't want to run right, but the left side's weaker or anything like that. You know, no matter what you're doing, They've got physical kids. They've got tough kids that are going to be a challenge for us in the trenches this week.
Well, both teams have been well battle-tested, and both teams have a wealth of experienced players. Coach Woolham said the battle on the line of scrimmage between the 6 seniors there will be fun to watch.
Another similarity to this group, they both have, we're all seniors up front. So those 6 seniors, 3 for us and 3 for Audubon, really got to go after each other a couple weeks ago, and they're going to be fun to see the rematch again this week. And then, you know, whoever can come up with some big plays, I think, is really going to help. So, you know, we want to be able to do that, running the ball. Their approach might be slightly different, but I think a team that comes up with some big plays and gets some momentum, especially early, I think we'll have an advantage.
Well, the winner of this one will get to move on to play in the 8-man semifinals next Thursday at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. It would be the Wheelers' first trip to the semi since a 1989 appearance in Class 2A play. For the Cougars, they've never been to the semifinals as the Cam District. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have the call tonight from Chiz Jones Field in Audubon. Pregame again at 6 o'clock, kickoff at 7 o'clock. You can listen to it live here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, or anywhere in the world. Just listen online at KJAN.com, and then stay tuned after the game for all the quarterfinal round playoff scores on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show starting at 10 o'clock tonight. The other 8-man games tonight include Fremont Mills at Remsen St. Mary's, HLV at Turkey Valley, and Easton Valley at Gilbertville Don Bosco. Also tonight in Class A play, Earlham is at St. Ansgar, Grundy Center is at MFL Marmac, South O'Brien is at West Hancock, Woodbury Central plays at North Tama. In Class 1A quarterfinals tonight, 5th-ranked West Sioux hosts number 7 Trainer. These teams met in the opening round a year ago, and West Sioux claimed a 49-14 win. Here's Trainer coach Jeff Casey.
Hopefully that just being familiar with it, having been there before and being more confident in ourselves, hopefully plays a bigger role this year.
Trainer will need to slow down a West Sioux offense led by the state's all-time leading passer in Hunter Deckers.
We need to just kind of do what we've done and just play our game. And obviously they're loaded with talent, and they're as good as they get at, as good as you can get at the quarterback position and the skill positions, and they're physical up front.
Casey says the offense will need to do its part.
No, you know West Sioux's going to score. They always do. And so we've got to be able to get points up on the board. And that's, we really struggled with that last year. As much as we struggled defensively against them, we probably struggled more so on the offensive side of the ball. And again, just another year of experience, another year of knowing what we're doing, being there before, and taking care of the football will be important for us.
West Sioux coach Ryan Schwizo says the key for his defense will be trainer quarterback Jake Fisher.
He can throw the ball a long way. I mean, he throws it one play right before half against Underwood, about 60, 65 yards in the air, puts it on a dime. So, I mean, he's definitely a tough kid to prepare for. A really good athlete and has a very capable arm.
Schwizo says they also need to be aware of Trainer's run game, and that the Trainer Cardinals also have a solid defense. Sounds like a pretty solid matchup tonight. Other Class 1A games tonight, West Lyon is at Dyke, New Hartford. Van Meter hosting South Central Calhoun. Iowa City Regina goes to West Branch. In 2A play tonight, OABCIG will host PCM. Green County is at Algona. West Liberty is at Waukon, while Williamsburg visits Clear Lake. In Class 3A play tonight, it's Lewis Central at home against Dallas Center Grimes, North Scott at Western Dubuque, Pella at Solon, Norwalk at Sergeant Bluff Luton. And in 4A play tonight, Bettendorf Morningstar Rivermont is at Cedar Falls. Cedar Rapids Kennedy will play Urbandale at Kingston Stadium in Cedar Rapids. At Williams Stadium in Des Moines, Ankeny faces Dowling Catholic, and also Waukee will play at West Des Moines Valley tonight. Those winners all move on to the semis at the Dome. University of Iowa football junior kicker Keith Duncan is one of the 20 semifinalists for the 2019 Lou Groza Collegiate Place Kicker Award. The announcement was made Thursday by the Palm Beach County Sports Commission, presented by the Orange Bowl. Three finalists will be announced on November 25th. Duncan, a native of Weddington, North Carolina, leads the nation with 19 made field goals. He's connected on 19 of 22 attempts overall, including 10 of 12 from 40 yards and beyond. He's also a perfect 18 of 18 on PATs and leads the Hawkeyes in scoring with 75 points on the year. Well, the Oakland Raiders are back over 500 at 5-4. Following a comeback win over the Chargers, Josh Jacobs scored on an 18-yard run with 1:02 remaining as the Raiders pulled out a 26-24 win in Oakland. Derek Carr led the Raiders down the field methodically 75 yards after Phillip Rivers threw a 6-yard pass to Austin Eckler that gave the Chargers a 24-20 lead with 4:02 remaining. Carr completed three passes to Jalen Richard and two to Hunter Renfro before Jacobs finished the drive with his seventh touchdown in his rookie season. Well, DJ Wilkins had 19 points to lead five Drake players in double figures as the Bulldogs routed Kennesaw State 86-55 last night. Jonah Jackson added 15 points for the Bulldogs. Garrett Sturts chipped in with 14. Anthony Murphy scored 11, and Roman Penn had 10. Sturts also had six rebounds for the Bulldogs, while Murphy posted seven boards. Drake is now 1-0. They match up against Cincinnati on the road on Monday in their next action. Well, the Hawkeye women's basketball team made 31 of 40 free throws last night in their season-opening 85-53 win against Florida Atlantic in front of a crowd of over 3,300 on Mediacom Court in Carver Hawkeye Arena. Senior Kathleen Doyle scored a game-high 15 points, leading five Hawkeyes in double figures. Sophomore Monica Cisnano scored 14. Junior Alexis Civilian had 12. Freshman Gabby Marshall added 11, while freshman McKenna Warnick posted a double-double with 10 points and 10 rebounds. In baseball news, Los Angeles Angels outfielder Mike Trout has received his seventh Silver Slugger Award after hitting .291 with 45 homers and 104 RBIs this season. Atlanta's Ronald Acuna, Freddie Freeman, and Ozzie Albies are among the first-time winners on the National League side, along with Los Angeles Angels outfielder. First-timers for the American League are Cleveland first baseman Carlos Santana, New York Yankees infielder DJ LeMahieu, Houston Astros infielder Alex Bregman, and Minnesota catcher Mitch Garver. The other AL recipients include Red Sox shortstop Xander Bogaerts, Boston outfielder Mookie Betts, Astros outfielder George Springer, and Twins designated hitter Nelson Cruz. Rounding out the National League squad, Rockies shortstop Trevor Story, Nationals third baseman Anthony Rendon, Phillies catcher JT Realmuto, Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich, and Arizona pitcher Zach Greinke, who actually finished the season with the American League's Astros. Mets first baseman Pete Alonso and Houston Astros slugger Yordan Alvarez have been picked as this year's top rookies by Baseball Digest. Alonso drove in 120 runs and set a rookie record with 53 homers for New York, becoming the first rookie to lead the majors outright in home runs. Alvarez made his debut on June 9th and hit .313 with 27 homers and 78 RBIs in only 87 games for the American League champions. And in golf news, U.S. President's Cup captain Tiger Woods has used one of his four wildcard selections on himself. The decision makes Woods the first playing captain in the tournament since Hale Irwin in the inaugural edition 25 years ago. Woods is the reigning Masters champ and is number six in the world rankings. He tied the PGA Tour record with his 82nd career victory, capturing the Zozo Championship in Japan 2 weeks ago. Woods also took Tony Finau, U.S. Open champ Gary Woodland, and Patrick Reed as his other wild card selections. The President's Cup is December 12th through the 15th at Royal Melbourne. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.